Hey, Kyle.
Hey.
We just saw a movie.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay.
What did we watch?
Batman versus Superman.
No, we just saw the trailer.
It's the new X-Men. The new X-Men movie.
No, that was also the trailer.
There was X-Men in this.
There were X-Men in this. We saw Deadpool.
Deadpool. Yep.
And it was okay.
It was all right.
It was all right.
It was enjoyable.
Well, review's over.
Yep.
Wipe my hands clean of this. No, we saw Deadpool, and if you have been following us, you know that we both weren't the most excited over this, I would say.
This movie could have been really shit.
Yeah. Luckily, it wasn't.
No. I mean, it was what you would want from a Deadpool movie.
I'm at a very weird spot with Deadpool, though. The movie. Not the character.
It doesn't okay. matter.
I have very mixed feelings about this movie, though.
Okay, elaborate.
Overall, I think it was good. I didn't love it.
No.
I didn't hate it. I was entertained, but I wasn't entertained.
That's been my feeling. I was entertained by it, but it just, something fell flat with me.
Yeah.
I can't put my finger on it, honestly.
That's the thing. Like, after we left, I was like, okay, I'll see the second one, but I just don't know how I feel about this movie.
What I really think is, it goes back to what I said, it's everything you would want in a Deadpool movie. But that's it. It wasn't anything more than what we wanted.
Yeah.
And it didn't.
And as an extremely casual fan of Deadpool, you know.
Same here.
In the recent weeks, I've gone back, I reread through Deadpool and Cable, which I did enjoy. You know, it's, I don't know, there's just something about the movie that just wasn't it for me.
No.
And I can't really pin what it is. There's just something about it.
Yeah,
I don't know. This is the best superhero movie of all time thing that people keep saying.
That's ludicrous.
That's
insane.
Overall, if you're looking for a comedy kind of superhero movie, I think Guardians of the Galaxy did a far better job.
Yeah. This movie, especially the first like 20 minutes at least, is one-liner after one-liner after one-liner, which I know is Deadpool's thing. But that's all it was at the beginning until they started flashing back. Every sentence was a joke.
It gets very tiresome after a while.
It did. Like, I was to the point after like 15 minutes. I'm like, it was funny. It was making me laugh. I'm like, I can't do this for 2 hours. Luckily, they broke it up with flashback origin stuff, which was more serious with a smattering of humor.
Yes. Pinches of humor.
Yeah, but man, the beginning was,
it was a little rough.
Joke.
So, first of all, that was our small review. Now we're going to talk about spoilers.
Spoilers.
So we're going to analyze the movie, blah, 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 blah. If you haven't seen the movie.
We do recommend it.
Yeah, I would recommend
it. If you like Deadpool.
If you like Deadpool, yes. If you're looking for just a comic book movie, Deadpool wouldn't be my number one, though.
Don't take your kids.
Do not take your... There were a lot of children in the theater.
Don't,
I was like, come on.
Don't take your kids to this. They very, really...
Very vulgar.
Hard R. This thing was a hard R.
Do you see some Deadpool penis?
See Deadpool penis? A lot of naked boobies.
Mm-hmm. There's some boobies. A lot of fucks and
shits. A lot
of
fucks. A lot of decapitations. Mm-hmm. Gore.
It wasn't the goriest thing I've ever seen, of course, but there is.
For a Marvel movie.
For a Marvel, yeah.
Like when the guy's body splatters against the billboard?
Yes.
So, you know, it was a hard R for this. Yeah.
I would say if you're looking for a funny, action-y superhero movie, I definitely would recommend Guardians of the Galaxy over this. Yeah,
but if you are a Deadpool fan, you will really enjoy this movie. You won't be disappointed at all.
Yeah. So, into the spoilers.
Ryan Reynolds is in it.
Ryan Reynolds is great.
He's
I think
really
he was
good.
pretty fantastic. So, one thing that they did with this movie that I really have to give credit towards is how they handled the backstory kind of going in and out of the main story.
Yeah.
Which I thought was well executed.
And even sometimes they had the little comic book 2 years ago. Mm. I like that.
There's a lot of meta humor. Some of it falls flat. Other times it's used cleverly. My main issue with this movie is it seemed like a stand-up comic going up and trying jokes. Half the time they fell flat, half the time you got it.
Yeah.
And there's just so much thrown out.
A lot.
Which is fine. It's supposed to be, you know, kind of a comedic thing, but I don't know. It's just like half of the movie was funny to an extent. I wasn't like rip-roaring laughing. There was one scene where I did legitimately like have a good laugh. That was the Taken scene.
The Taken scene? Yeah, it just goes on a mini rant about Taken.
That was good.
That was pretty good. I liked some of the fourth wall breaking when he goes to Xavier's school.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why do I only see you two? It's like the studio couldn't afford more X-Men.
Yes, stuff like that.
Because there is fourth wall breaking stuff in this, which I was okay with, especially when he's like, it's a fourth wall within a fourth wall.
It's like 16 walls.
Yeah,
stuff like that was very funny.
A lot, the majority of the humor hit with me. It was good. Some of it's dated, you can tell. Not all, but there's, you know, like a Jared Fogle joke that even by now is a bit overdone.
There were some that were supposed to be dated.
Were
funny that nobody laughed in the theater, but we were chuckling.
Yeah. There were some Green Lantern jokes.
Mm-hmm. And there was the action figure of Deadpool from the Wolverine that was in the movie, so that was good. But so what they do is that this is an origin story of Deadpool, but it also is a standalone action movie involving Deadpool.
And they did a good job of combining the two.
Yes.
Fantastic Four should have
gotten
these writers, because they did both. They actually had something happen in their origin story.
Yeah, because, you know, it starts out with the main scene is the one that was from the teaser trailer that they did.
The one everybody's seen for a while.
Yeah, which I think it's cool that that was incorporated. However, it was just a shot-for-shot like remake of that teaser trailer.
I really love how satirical it was about slow motion and modern cinema. You know, it was really a study of that. It was speaking on that. It's parodying that.
Why are all these people saying that? I seriously don't understand. We've watched like 5 reviews.
And they all say that.
And they all talk about how the beginning sequence of the movie, it's like a slow-mo sequence where you don't actually see the actors' names. It's just like funny stuff. It's like written by Deadpool. It's fine. It was humorous. But people are trying to say that that was some kind of like satire and it was meta-humor. And I don't understand how anybody could have seen that.
I don't either, especially in Deadpool, where they make it blatantly clear when it's meta-humor.
Yeah, every time that it's meta-humor,
will just flat out say.
Yeah, it's not like you're not needing to look between the lines.
I mean, nobody was claiming that in Fight Club, which has the same fucking opening, or like with the Starbucks cup and the trash can.
I don't know. What
I don't get it.
Did they say that? And people are just
We also heard a review that talked about in the opening scene with the car chase and all that, how there was no quick edits.
That's a fucking lie.
That is a lie.
There are a lot of quick edits. The action overall, especially in the main scene, I was okay with it. It was very fast.
Yeah.
At a couple of points, it was a little too fast. You couldn't really, going back to like a Transformers kind of vibe of the action, but it
then,
wasn't too bad.
But then you go to the shootout on the overpass, which I thought was well done.
Yeah.
I liked that. Him counting down the bullets.
The main part is he gets in this taxi with the Indian guy, which I love that character.
That dude's fucking hilarious.
It's just this Indian guy, the Deadpool's talking to him. He gets in the front seat and has him stop over an overpass. And he's sitting there, like, listening to music and drawing a little. Listen to Salt and Pepper. And he's drawing a little picture. And then he notices that the people that he is wanting to kill are coming down the road. So he jumps down into their car. And then it's a big action scene of him taking out all these bad guys.
He gets shot in the butthole.
Teehee.
Whatever. But,
So, yeah, he's shooting all the bad guys. And it gets to a point where he only has 12 bullets in his gun.
It's a running joke in this that he forgets his ammo bag.
Yeah.
Which is a Hello Kitty bag, which I liked.
And I thought the shootout where he's like counting the bullets and then he shoots through like the 3 heads. That was cool.
I liked that a lot.
Then we get into one of the main problems I have with the movie where he finds the guy that he's looking for, Ajax.
Francis.
AKA Francis. Didn't give a shit about him.
No.
Was not a menacing character.
Nope.
Like, the reason why the Deadpool is trying to kill him is because he was the one that tortured him. I get that. I don't know why that.
Well, he's not trying to kill him. He just wants him to fix his face.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he wants him to fix him, not kill him. Regardless, I wish that stuff wouldn't have been the main focus of the movie. I wish that would have been part of the origin, and the main part of the movie would have been something different.
Yeah.
Because that would have been a perfect ending to his origin story.
Yeah.
And then because that the main plot of the movie is him trying to track this guy down because he thinks that he can fix his...
Because he's afraid to go back to his fiance because she won't accept him because of the way he looks. Because
he looks like a...
What?
Testicle with... I don't know.
TJ Miller said like 4,000 different things.
Which is a couple of them were funny. Like the hate fucking one was good.
Yeah, it just went on too long. It felt... I said it reminded me of a Family Guy joke. That it's funny, but then they just keep going. Like, all right.
Yeah.
About the fourth or fifth one, I'm like, okay, come on.
Yeah, because if you don't know who Deadpool is, he gets cancer and he undergoes this treatment, and the treatment unlocks mutant genes to where he regenerates, and his body looks like a wrinkly peanut.
Yeah.
So, there you go. So, he stabs him, and then we go into the actual backstory of Deadpool, where he is a mercenary. The name, how he got Deadpool, is actually changed from the comics.
I liked it, though.
I was okay, yeah, how they did it. How they have it in the movie is this mercenary bar that he goes to get contracts. They have a big chalk Deadpool of which
mercenary is going to die.
Yeah, which mercenary is going to die that week. In the comics, it was when he was undergoing the treatment. It was the doctors that were doing the Deadpool. Doesn't matter. It was fine.
Yeah.
We get introduced to T.J. Miller's character, which was great, as always.
Well, he's pretty good.
T.J.
Yeah.
Miller's great.
Yeah!
God damn it.
T.J. Miller!
Already? Come on.
And so T.J. Miller, he is the bartender and gives people their contracts, essentially. And from here, he meets
Vanessa.
I believe Vanessa was her name.
Yeah.
Yes, Vanessa.
Ooh, I really liked the actress.
Yeah, and her character was really good. I was surprised.
Yeah.
Because I knew it was going to be partly a love story. And I was interested to see how exactly they were going to do that without it being just kind of a forcefully injected part of the plot. But it was very good.
It was really good. Yeah.
And another thing is that the romance plot within the movie, it doesn't stray away from the overall tone of the movie.
No.
It's still very vulgar, and it's very funny.
They have sex on every holiday.
Sex on every holiday. She makes many references to sitting on faces, and et cetera, et cetera.
When he proposes to her, at the same time she asked him a question of, will you put it in my butt?
It was good.
And it's...
And it actually had a surprising amount of heart to it.
Yeah.
Which I was not expecting that at all. But it was...
I think it works on a lot of levels. Mm-hmm. For one, it works if you're a fan, a moviegoer. It works if you're not a fan, because it actually makes you give a shit about Wade Wilson. Mm-hmm. So...
Which, that was something that I was kind of worried about. That because I'm not a fan of Deadpool, really, that I wasn't really going to give a shit about him. But yeah. In the end, I did.
Yeah, I thought it was a well-done film.
Yeah, he's at the bar, and Vanessa is a prostitute, and he is paying her for what you believe is sex, but then it turns out that it's just them playing skee-ball.
It's time to put some balls in holes.
Yeah.
It's just skee-ball, because he wants to get a note.
He gets a Thundercats, or not Thundercats, Voltron ring.
Which is awesome and timely for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. And from there, it shows... And from there, it starts their love story of how they're together. And then one day, after he proposes, he passes out and he finds out
that he has cancer. That's immediately after he proposes, isn't
it? Yeah, immediately after he proposes, he passes out, and they find that he has cancer.
Everywhere?
Yes. And that he's going to die very soon. So he decides, instead of putting Vanessa through being with him with cancer, he just up and leaves. But before he up and leaves... Agent Smith, whatever his name was in the
movie. Called him Agent Smith.
He tells Deadpool basically, hey, we know that you're dying. We can fix that if you go through this program. We'll turn you into a mutant. He originally isn't going to do it, but then he decides to. And then we go into why he's trying to get revenge against the Ajax character.
Yeah, the constant torture and...
Yeah, what it is that they have him in this lab. It just looked like a dirty building. That's kind of what they were going for. Where they inject them with the serum to bring out your mutant abilities that are in your DNA.
But it only comes out under extreme stress.
So they're just torturing him all the time. Yada, yada, yada. Eventually, he does gain his mutant powers and then escapes. After we see some Deadpool penis.
And a plot convenience of one of the characters chewing on a match.
I was going to talk about that because that was...
I mean, that was just a plot convenience. Yeah. Because she never did it again.
Yeah, one of the other main bad people, I don't know what the fuck her name was.
I think her name was Angel?
Angel, whatever. She was just, it didn't have much depth to her character. I didn't really give a shit about her. Her whole thing was that she was like chewing on matches, like toothpicks, and he's making like oral fixation jokes about it. And then he headbutts her and steals one of the toothpicks, or
one of the matches,
lights it, and then it blows up his, because they put him in this compression chamber.
Which is a fucked up torture.
That's very funny. Yeah, it makes it so that...
They take out all the oxygen until his... till he almost dies, and then they pump it back in. Then when his heartbeat relaxes, they take the oxygen out again for a weekend.
Yep.
So they just keep him on the constant, almost death.
So he blows it up because of plot convenience.
And then we see Deadpool penis.
Then we see Deadpool penis. And then it shows... I'm glad that it didn't go too far with him becoming Deadpool and doing, like, the mask and stuff. I thought it was handled very well because he goes to TJ... I'm not going to call him by his character's name.
I don't know what his character's name was.
So he goes to TJ Miller's bar where they have the, you know, you look like an older avocado fucked an even older avocado.
Look like a hate fuck.
Yeah. And TJ basically is like, well, yeah, you got to kill him, but you got to change your face and get a cool name. He's like, Captain Deadpool.
Yeah.
Nah, it's not.
So he makes this, like, all-white get-up, and then it gets covered in blood.
Then he makes it red, because...
But it muffles his voice.
So they change it. And all of this is very, very short. It wasn't like Spider-Man 1, where, you know, 25 minutes of it is him going through the different costumes.
Yeah, and this was just, like, a mini montage in, like, a minute.
And I was perfectly okay with it.
Yeah.
And then the old lady that was at the dry cleaner that told him to get a red costume, he ends up living with her. She's a blind, coke addict, like 90-year-old woman.
They argue about furniture. Oh, I really liked her. And him jerking off in Crocs.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, well, I mean, we don't see it.
Nah.
He jerks off with a baby hand.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have laughed at that scene.
Yeah. There are a couple scenes that were very lowbrow humor, but...
There's a scene where he has to cut off his own hand to escape, and so it's just slowly regenerating. And you know it's there, but he's talking to the old blind lady, and he reaches up and touches her face. It's just a little baby hand on his adult arm. Oh, it's actually really funny.
Yeah. Like I said, there were parts in this movie that were very funny, and I was actually surprised.
Yeah.
I did not go into this thinking that I was going to laugh.
One of my favorite characters was a surprise. That's one of the X-Men.
This is correct.
Colossus is in this movie, and then also the greatest name ever in cinema.
Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
Which is real. We researched it because we didn't believe that
it's
real.
Yeah. How awesome is that name?
And Deadpool even talks about how awesome the name is, so...
It is awesome. And I actually... She didn't say much. I liked the actress.
Yeah, they were great.
I thought it was a good character of Negasonic Teenage Warhead. I honestly hope to see more of her.
Yeah, so he... we're going through the backstory and everything of Deadpool. And how the movie is that it flashes backwards, then it goes to present, and then it flashes back, and then it goes to present.
Until it's caught up.
Yeah. So they're doing the origin story as well as moving the plot along.
Which is great. Because I told you, if I thought that if they would have done this movie in chronological order, same movie, just re-edit it, I think it would have been terrible. It would have been slow and plotting, and people wouldn't have cared. So I think they did a good job in the edit. I don't know who the director is.
I believe this is his first film.
I think it was... Was he an asshat? What was he? An overpaid tool.
Overpaid tool,
it was directed by an overpaid tool.
Tim Miller is his name. I'm not sure exactly what he has directed prior to this. I know this is his first feature length. I don't know what he's done outside of that. But I think that he definitely did a good job with the overall pacing of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
That was one thing I was very worried about.
Yeah, especially when I heard it was an origin story. Mm-hmm. And I immediately thought, fucking Fantastic Four.
It's okay.
God. Or the first X-Men movie.
Yeah. Oh, Origins Wolverine.
No. Just
Okay.
There was just backstory, which I think is terrible. And to do a full movie on a backstory, because most people going to watch it know who the characters are. Ant-Man, he needed a backstory.
Yes.
Deadpool, not so much.
I think it was
more so than the X-Men.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if anybody in recent memory that's had their own movie, I think that he needed an origin story more, because more people are not familiar with his background than they are of his actual character. So we cut to present, and we have Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
I love it.
Which her power is, she essentially is like a bomb. Like, she can like make energy and
like
then,
and destroy a building.
It was pretty cool. I liked that.
She's pretty badass. Yeah.
And then we have Colossus, which he's great. I'm glad that he was in the movie.
Yeah.
And with a very thick Russian accent. I wasn't sure if they were going to keep the super thick Russian accent.
They did.
And they're trying to get Deadpool to join the X-Men. They're out.
They want him to be a hero.
Yeah. They're trying to get people with powers to bring them back, because Ajax, he is...
Francis.
Francis. He is a mutant.
He's called Francis this entire movie.
He is a mutant. He can't feel pain. I think that's like his whole thing. Well, he's like, super
strong.
Which they didn't really touch on that, but yeah.
Oh, he wasn't super strong, but he was strong. Yeah, he couldn't feel pain, which, you know, to me is a really shitty superpower.
Yeah, it's pretty lame. Oh, before we go on, I wanted to talk about the one cameo that I noticed that you didn't notice.
Which one was that?
The one of the X-Men Spinal.
Oh, yeah, I did not notice that.
Yeah, when they're in the main lab where they're going to turn Deadpool into Deadpool, or turn Wade into Deadpool, whatever. There's a girl that's sitting on the table, and she has all of these bony spikes at her back, and you only see it for, like, 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a nod, nonetheless, that I myself saw.
Fucking nerd.
You like that?
No, that's lame.
I hope she comes back. She's a cool character. She grows bones out of her body and aspires. It's like Doomsday, but cool.
It's Wolverine.
No, it's not the same.
Yeah?
So anyway, now this scene, in my opinion, was the best scene in the movie of him fighting Colossus and breaking his limbs.
Oh my god.
It was very, very good.
It was the most cartoony thing in this.
And that's why I liked it a lot.
What, broke both hands and a leg?
So he's like, fuck you, Colossus. And he punches him and it breaks his wrist. So then he tries to punch his balls.
Breaks his other wrist.
And then he like looks into the camera and he has his arms up.
Says something about a T-Rex.
Yeah, he's like, all the dinosaurs feared the T-Rex for his small arms. And then he roundhouse kicks, breaks his leg, and he's just on the ground.
And Negasonic Teenage Warhead's just laughing. I just want to keep saying her name.
You can say it till the cows come home.
That's great. She needs her own fucking movie.
So Colossus.
That's a band name.
Takes what? It probably is. There's no way that's not a taken from like some surf rock band.
Oh yeah,
come on. Colossus takes Deadpool, hoping to take him back to Xavier's Institute. Deadpool makes a 127 hours joke, which I appreciated, and he saws off his hand. Gets away. Then he falls in a truck. Then we go backwards again to kind of finish out his origin story so that the main plot can go forward. And that's just the ends of him, becoming...
Getting out of the facility. And
yada, 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 letting you know why he's doing this.
Yeah.
Plot. So then from here, this is where my problems with the movie really start in terms of plot. There's not too much that happens after this.
Just fight scenes.
It's a very basic plot. But
overall,
I feel
outside
like
of the origin, it's just very basic plot.
Mm.
It needed more known characters. I know Deadpool doesn't really battle known people, but it could have used one other than Ajax.
I don't even know if he's.
I don't even know if he's real.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't know.
And yeah, because
and the I think the played him seems like a good actor. He's just not threatening. He looks like a little punk, like 20-year-old drug dealer. He looks like someone that's going to get his ass kicked.
Yeah.
And for somebody who can't feel pain, he gets his ass kicked all the time in this.
Well, I don't think I don't know if he was supposed to have, like, super, super strength or not. The only thing that makes me think that he had some kind of, like, super strength, though, he never really shows it, but there's the time where
he's throwing him around.
He's throwing him around, and then he impales him.
And he bends the rebar.
But he never shows...
That's
going to
take some sort of super strength.
He never shows any, like, crazy powers outside that.
No. Angel is badass. She's beating the fuck out of Colossus.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, from there, Ajax... Or Francis steals Vanessa because he knew that Deadpool was coming.
Because we all knew it was coming.
Yeah. He takes her. Deadpool needs to go after her. Colossus and Negasonic Teenage Warhead come with.
So great.
And then we have the final battle, the big fight scene, and then the movie ends.
Yeah. And which, in the final battle, I think the character of Negasonic Teenage Warhead kind of stole the show for me. I thought her power's badass.
It was really, because she at one point has Deadpool lay down on this big slant of, like, concrete or metal, and then she, like, rockets him up there. So
my favorite is when she does behind the car and just crushes those two dudes behind the car.
Mm-hmm.
I seriously like this character.
Yeah, she's
really
cool.
And the CGI for her looked really well done.
You know, with Colossus as well, I was worried about, there were times that it kind of faltered CGI-wise where it bordered on that, like,
just didn't play very
shouldn't
well.
Have done that. But for the most part,
which,
I thought it was
which
good.
I was curious about when they made the joke when he's getting wheeled in to become Deadpool. He said, just don't make my suit green or animated. And I'm like, are you going to make that joke when you have a CGI character?
Yeah.
That's a risky joke to make.
Yeah.
This looked much better than Green Lantern.
Yes. There's a lot of meta humor in it that talks about the failed, you know, acting of Ryan Reynolds, the failed Green Lantern, the failed original Deadpool, everything like that, which was good. Those were good nods.
They were good nods. Yeah. It's a very self-aware film.
You know, and then...
And the Taken 3 bit is great.
Yeah, the take... At some point, you just have to realize maybe you're a bad parent.
He just woke up and he's like, what are we doing? I was having a Liam Neeson nightmare. And Lincoln, I think Lincoln, you knew where it was going.
I knew where it was going, and I was like, oh, this is very good.
I mean, three times.
You know, it's just the end of the movie just kind of falls very short because...
It's a happy ending. He gets the girl.
I don't know. I think the ending, actually, now that I'm talking about it, I think that's where my main issue is.
My main issue with the ending is the way he convinced Colossus and Negasonic Teenage Warhead to come with him. So he said he would consider joining the X-Men. This movie makes it seem like it's setting up to him joining the X-Men with the ending.
I don't know if they're still in the same universe. Like, are they in the same universe?
Well, obviously, Colossus is there.
I mean, like movie-wise.
I don't know.
Well, true, because, like, the recent X-Men movies have been, like, prequels, right?
I honestly don't want to see that. I know he did join the X-Men at one point.
Yeah.
But one plus of the ending, too, is when he has a gun to Francis's head, and Colossus is telling him, like, it only takes, like, 4 or 5 moments to be a hero. You need to do this. You can spare your life if Deadpool just shoots him in the fucking head.
I knew that was going to happen, but I
did too, but I was glad that it...
Yeah.
It did.
It stayed true to his character. One thing I will definitely talk about with this movie is how well that they did the actual character of Deadpool.
Yeah.
And it was not, thank fucking God, it was not the over-the-top chimichanga bullshit.
They did mention chimichanga.
I knew they were going to, but
it was like, it's like they were making fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yes, that's great. Make fun of this shitty Deadpool.
Yeah.
Overall, this is much better than I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
I won't lie, I was not looking forward to this movie.
I was very hopefully
optimistic. I thought it was going to be all teenage fart and dick jokes. They're in there, but that's not all it is.
Yeah, because...
I just thought this would be a full sophomore humor movie. I thought they were going to go light on the R. Not that I need violence, but you kind of do in Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
He is a fucking murderer. It's a hard R, so...
You know, one thing, we talk shit a lot about movies that have, like, dick and fart jokes in them. And I think it's because...
We're not immune to laughing at them.
Yeah,
When they're properly done,
and it's... Because those kind of jokes, by themselves, are not funny. But if you have them completely unexpected in various funny situations, then it can be funny. Most of the time, people just shove them in. The times in Deadpool that they used it actually were humorous.
And there were some that didn't, but like a good example is when he finally takes his mask off to Vanessa at the end. She said a couple beers, that's a face I'll sit on. He goes, well, the rest of my body is different from what I used to, too. And he just leaned into her and goes, super penis.
Yeah.
You know, it's not what you expected at that time. It was funny. But, you know, then there's shots to me, like when he gets shot in the asshole.
Yeah, I was like, come on.
The theater loved it. I thought that was just silly and not needed.
Yeah.
Especially when they zoomed in on the bullet hole in his asshole.
Yeah, I don't know why they couldn't have just left it at when he was talking about being shot in the ass. I don't know why they had to visually show you his ass.
But yeah, when they do actually show his penis, it's like in such a quick flash and they never mention it.
Yeah.
Which surprised me, actually.
Yeah,
in Deadpool, I thought he'd wave it around and, like, smack people with it.
This is true. That I would have been okay with that.
You just want to see Ryan Reynolds' dick.
Well, you know.
I bet it's huge.
Like an Evian bottle.
This might have just been me in this movie, too. Ryan Reynolds is built. He's a ripped dude, right? But when he was in the Deadpool costume...
It didn't look as ripped.
He looked really thin. Almost, like... I know it's really him in the costume, because I've seen...
Mm-hmm.
But it, some scenes it didn't. Made me think it was not.
There's actually a funny story to that. I read that he was actually too ripped for the original suit, and the suit that they had a muscle like lining in it, and they had to take that out, and so he just wore that. So I think it just masked that. It was supposed to look a lot more muscular, but
okay. Well, he looked scrawnier.
He did look
muscular.
Yeah.
He just looked like a different body build than Ryan Reynolds did. It's a little thing. I mean, he's flipping around in the air and doing all this stuff that.
But, you know, there's just still something about the movie that just, I don't know, you know?
It's a very forgettable film.
I think that's my biggest thing. Like, is this a movie that I will watch again? Maybe.
We were the only ones in the theater where we enjoyed much. It was a packed theater. Everybody's laughing and having a good time, which does really improve your enjoyment of a film, in my opinion. Would it be the same if I went and watched this again in a month? Would I get the same enjoyment out of it? I don't think so. I'm not saying I would hate it.
Yeah.
I just think it's a forgettable film.
It was very...
It's like...
I don't... Oh, my God. It's an American
Hustle feel to me of the... I really enjoyed it, but I will forget about this movie tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's... I think I still just keep going back to, like, Guardians of the Galaxy, because I think about all the things that Guardians of the Galaxy did that were just phenomenally executed that Deadpool kind of fell short on.
Yeah. The conflict, to me, was just not believable. I didn't care. And as weird as it sounds, I feel like maybe they were a little bit... safe in making this Deadpool movie?
Safe is how I thought of the overall plot because of how bare bones it is, which it's fine to have a bare bones plot if you have extra substance to it. This movie, I think really the crux of this movie is that it is using the comedy to fill the spaces to where there could have been more plot.
Yeah, I agree. And there may be in the second one when there's no origin story to discuss.
And Cable is going to be in it, which I think is definitely going to be good.
Because they do have a Ferris Bueller ending after the credits, which I found amusing.
Yeah, he's just like, hey, what are you doing? Why are you still here?
Why are you still here? Go. Just go.
Yeah.
My favorite is when and then he comes back. And of course, everybody stops because they're walking out. Mm-hmm. My favorite part was the guy. Did you see the guy in front of us?
I did, yeah.
Deadpool on the screen's like, hey, Cable will be in the next one. It'll be awesome. And don't leave your trash around here. And a dude a couple rows down in front of us, as soon as Deadpool said that, turned around and started picking up the trash. I'm like, he does know that he's not really there, right? That's a movie character.
No, Kyle, he's real.
I just didn't want to be the only one that saw that.
I saw that, yeah.
It just made me laugh a little inside. I know it was probably like, oh yeah, I should pick up trash. It just made me like, he's like, oh shit, Deadpool just yelled at me.
Oh no. You know, there's going to be a second one. I'm going to see it. I think the second one will probably be better because they're not going to be over-reliant on the origin story. And the thing with Deadpool that we've talked about before is that, in my opinion, I don't see him as a good standalone character for a movie.
No.
He needs other people to bounce off of.
One of the best things they did in this was bring in Colossus and Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
You know, if they were in it, I don't know how much...
Yeah, think of what this movie would be like without Colossus. Not that he added a lot to it. I mean, he did, but he wasn't
They were the Ringo in this Beatles
movie. But they were needed. Mm-hmm. He needed somebody to play off of. So, you know, they needed a good guy in this movie.
Yeah, because he was able to play off Colossus and then play off Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
Because without it, you can say Deadpool's not a hero, but you're forcing him into that role. And they're really getting that here. So it's nice to have Colossus be like, hey, you're a hero. He's like, nah, fuck you, and shoot a guy in the head.
Mm-hmm.
Needs that grounding, because, you know, he's like, he's doing it all for his girl, and they're all hero qualities, which Deadpool is. He just doesn't want to be.
Yeah.
You know? I'm glad they never called him the Merc with the Mouth. True. Did they? I don't think they ever did.
I don't remember.
I don't think they did. My concern with the sequels going forward is, are they going to get into more of the chimichanga? Which I am honestly surprised this movie wasn't that Deadpool.
Yeah.
Which is just over-the-top cartoon. I can't take it. It's annoying.
Yeah.
This, I say, it got close with some of the one-liners.
Yeah, there were times where it was a little rough.
Too many. And especially when they don't work.
Mm-hmm.
I say that, I can't think of one really that didn't work, other than the couple we've mentioned.
Well, they were also fast. That's the problem with it.
It's a very fast-paced movie.
It's hard to really take out any sort of dialogue that I think that didn't work, because as soon as one was thrown out, and then it kind of failed, then another one was thrown out, and then another one, and then it just kind of went. Sometimes it felt a little overbearing. It wasn't as overbearing as stuff like A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Fuck yeah.
But.
No, because at least there was one joke in this that worked.
True.
Deadpool didn't shit in a hat for 20 minutes. Ugh. God damn, fuck that movie.
So, Kyle, what rating would you give Deadpool?
Oh, God. Hold on. I'm thinking about A Million Ways to Die.
I'm sorry. I just had to make.
You forgot one of the cameos.
Did I forget a cameo? Oh, that's right. Club, yes. I
the best use of Stan Lee. He was a DJ at the strip club.
I was surprised he was even in the movie, first of all.
I'm not surprised. Especially at the beginning, it said in a gratuitous cameo.
Oh, yeah.
I was surprised to see Gina Carano.
Yeah.
Star in this, who used to be a UFC fighter. Ronda Rousey before the women's MMA was huge.
Yeah.
She's pretty badass. And then she went on to American Gladiators and fell off a cliff. But not literally. I mean, she's alive. We saw her. She's fine.
Yeah, Stan Lee was good. And
were you surprised to not see Wolverine?
That's what this is exactly what I was getting ready to transition into. They mentioned him.
He mentions rubbing his testicles.
Yes.
To get a movie, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's how he got his movies, by basically jerking off Wolverine.
I wasn't sure if he was going to be in it necessarily. In the future, I would like for Wolverine to be in it.
I think Wolverine needs to be in a Deadpool movie.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
Same as why I thought that Cable was going to be in this movie, but in the next one, I'm glad that it's going to be basically.
I really think this movie could have been. It could have used Cable.
Yeah.
It really could have. That's my opinion.
What what you want to give it, huh? What you want to do, huh? You want to sling me some numbers?
This is a tough one. This is actually the toughest one I've had to judge.
It's hard because it's such a mixed bag. You know, there's a lot good. And overall enjoyment of the movie, I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it quite a bit. Something just doesn't sit with, like, something's off. That's even with the things we've mentioned. Mm-hmm. It still feels like there's more. This movie was missing something.
Yeah.
Just don't know what it was. I would give it 6, 9, 7.
That's exactly what I was going to go with, yeah.
Yeah, that could go up or down on a second viewing if I ever do.
Mm-hmm.
I do recommend watching Deadpool. Just don't take your fucking kids.
Yeah, don't take your kids.
Jesus Christ, don't take your kids.
I'm so annoyed by it.
So many tits and decapitated heads in this.
Yeah, and then there was
sex.
These people that were like in front of us that had like a little kid. They were like,
and they kept taking him out?
Yeah, they kept taking him out. And I was like,
why did you bring him?
Why did you do this?
For God's sake.
And these were the same people that in line were like, oh, he'll just close his eyes.
Yeah, a little boy's not going to close his eyes to naked boobs.
Yeah.
No. They were better than the people behind us.
Jesus Christ.
Who I could not get over. Every line spoken in the movie. This movie's an hour and 48 minutes. Not even every line. Everything that happened. The credits. Everything. They laughed. Literally at everything. Like, I'm not exaggerating.
And then the one guy repeating
and
every line.
And the guy next to it, they would say a punchline to a joke, like, hey, we put it in my butt, and he's like, oh, you put it in my butt. We fucking heard it. We're in the same room, dude. We were right in front of you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I wanted to strangle those people. I was so grateful that they didn't stay for the after credits.
For the after credits, yeah. And then there was, like, some old grandma and some uptight lady sitting next
to us. They didn't seem to be having it. I don't know what they expected.
I think about 20 minutes in, they were like, this isn't the new Nicholas Sparks movie.
Yeah, they went to go see The Choice, or maybe they're like, Ryan Reynolds, shirtless? Sign me up. And they're like, what have you done, Ryan?
What have you done? What's happening?
It's like Van Wilder all grown up. I don't like it. They're going to have dog semen and donuts in the sequel, I bet. Yeah, I'll quote Van Wilder now. Wasn't that Van Wilder?
Yeah.
When they jerked off the dog into the donuts?
Yes, yeah. Kyle.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, if you like Deadpool, you're already going to see this movie.
Yeah, and you're going to enjoy it. Yeah. It doesn't deserve the almighty praise it's getting as the best comic book movie, the best movie of the year. I mean, it's only February.
Yeah, I was going to say, first of all, best movie of the year, come on. We have a long way to go before we can.
Go, and we didn't even watch it. I would still say The Revenant was probably a lot better than this.
And you know,
I enjoyed Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies more than this.
You know, with Marvel movies, a lot of people are saying it's the best one, and I heavily disagree. Going back once more, and for the last time, Guardians of the Galaxy is still, in my opinion, the best Marvel movie.
Yep.
And
it just gets everything right.
Yeah. And the problem with Deadpool, it's just, there's just something missing. And I really think it just boils down to the plot, you know?
Yeah, the plot is very paper thin.
It's also, there wasn't a very big change of scenery with the main plot either that I thought it kind of needed a change of scenery, because it's all on a highway and then it's at a building, and so it's just, you know, random concrete areas.
Yeah.
Nothing too flashy.
There's a lot of gray. It's very mute colors.
Mm-hmm.
Which is funny because they make fun of a character for wearing
monochromatic
color, yeah. And the movie kind of is. They relied on the comedy to take this movie, and it did. but it needed more. Could use for more action because the action scenes were good.
Mm-hmm.
I would have liked to see Deadpool be have someone better to fight than a dude that just doesn't feel pain. That's such a terrible superpower. He can still fucking die and get beat up pretty well. He just can't feel it.
Yeah. And then also the fact that he gets impaled by a katana and is still alive while standing up on a bridge for like a half an hour.
Just because he can't feel pain doesn't mean he can't bleed and die.
Yeah, I thought that he had like some kind of regenerative powers, but then after he said...
He's being stitched up by the girl and he goes, I wish I could regenerate. Like,
yeah, I was like, oh, well...
So I think he had something more than just the not being able to feel pain.
Doesn't matter. He was not a good
He was bland. The funniest part about him is his name is Francis. And that's only funny because Deadpool made it funny. I love... And his big thing is, what's my name? Because he wanted to be called Ajax. And I liked when Deadpool said, I'll spell it out for you. And after he shot all the guys, he put all their bodies to spell the word Francis.
Yeah.
I liked that type of humor. Mm-hmm. He didn't just go, look at my penis. Balls. Yeah, chimichangas. I'm riding a camel for no reason. Doop, doop, doop.
Yeah.
Which they could have done. And
I was very scared they were going to.
They didn't, though. So, but I think maybe they could have tried a little of those crazy things.
The humor?
Yeah, just a little bit more outside. It's missing something.
I think that in terms of zaniness, it was missing some of it. I'm not sure if I wanted to see him in that. I think the zaniness should have been with the other characters, not Deadpool. Like, think if he had a flashier villain that he was going against.
Yeah.
Think if, like, overall things that were happening were a little bit flashier. I think it would have been better.
Yeah. Something. I needed something. More Negasonic Teenage Warhead, dude.
Hey, there's always a sequel.
Fucking awesome.
There's always a sequel.
She needs her own movie.
No, she does not need her own
movie.
If
Ant-Man could get his own movie, she needs her own movie.
What is the movie going to be about? Her and Colossus just going around.
Well, her, like, this is, like, at school. And, like, again, like, wants her to go to prom. She's like, nah, man, nah, not going to prom. Because, you know.
You are writing the worst movie.
Like, teenage angst. Whatever. God. Like, a million teenage girls will go watch this fucking movie. A superhero teen girl that's relatable. Really? You think people wouldn't pay to watch this? I'm not saying be good. I'd make money. All right, maybe not our own movie.
For any inquiries for Kyle to write your shitty teen angst girl superhero movie,
I'll fucking do it.
Email us at wjwpodcast@gmail.com.
Don't act like you wouldn't write if somebody asked you to.
Of course I would.
Okay. It would be great.
All right, Kyle, we did it.
Yep, we did.
So,
what do we got now?
I don't know.
You want Should we do the bullshit like, why are you guys still here? The review's over.
No, where that's so outplayed.
Cable will be on our next episode. Cable won't be. That was a lie. I really shouldn't lie to people. I have cable.
Kyle, give me 2 slick high fives.
This is weak.